Americans have long had a love affair with the automobile. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, John Heitman, professor of history at the University of Dayton, explores how we reshaped the car as it has reshaped us.
The automobile transformed American life. It gave us new freedoms and became a part of our identities, conveying our values, aspirations, and status. But Americans also subtly reshaped the automobile as a technological system, both through market forces and government regulation. Over the years, federal legislation has funded road construction, influenced driving habits and automotive design, and regulated the car's impact on the environment. Some mandates, like the 1966 National Traffic and Motor Vehicle Safety Act, are enduring. It required seatbelts, padded visors and dashboards, dual braking systems, and standard bumper heights in all new automobiles sold in the United States. Yet a number of safety features proved initially unpopular. Take the 1971 Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standard No. 208. It required unreliable seatbelt starter interlocks on all 1974 cars. Cars wouldn't start until those in the front seat buckled in. While there's some contested evidence that this technology saved lives, owners often disconnected them. New car sales fell, and politicians responded to complaints by dropping the interlocks for 1975. Mandates continue to be hotly debated today. The Trump administration is looking to roll back new fuel efficiency standards, which could ultimately suppress electric cars and continue the popularity of large SUVs. However, emerging technology has a life of its own. Expect more government intervention with new technologies like self-driving vehicles. With the wheel taken out of our hands, will we continue to love our cars? Only time will tell.
That was John Heitman of the University of Dayton. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.